and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Brought to you today by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. It's Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and There to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, There to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 3rd of December, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line number by Emporia State Student Athlete Advisory Committee member and a member of the Lady Hornet basketball team, Macy Smith, and also Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director and Head of Media Relations, Emporia State University. Macy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here.
Don, yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be able to talk about this stuffed toy toss we're going to do.
Good deal. Don, how are you this morning?
Hey, super fantastic. Excited to have the basketball teams at home and excited to be able to do something to the community at one of our games.
Great stuff. Well, Don, we had been referring to this as a toy toss, and personally, I'm very glad that we're tossing teddy bears as opposed to something else. But talk a little bit, just set the stage for what's going to be coming up Thursday.
Well, it's going to be our MIAA home opener for the men's and women's basketball teams against Northwest Missouri. And what we will be doing during that day is accepting toys and cash donations. We'll have some red kettles around as well to give to the Salvation Army. And again, we'll accept any toy, but the only ones we're going to want to throw on the floor are soft, fleshy type things, because you don't want to hurt the floor at White Auditorium. And then these toys will then be given and distributed by the Salvation Army.
All right, so Macy, how's this going to work? When will the toss exactly be taking place on Thursday night?
So the toss will happen during the men's halftime, and we're going to try to get everyone to kind of toss from where they're seated at. Hopefully we can make all of them to the court and then, yeah, collect them all from the court, and hopefully it'll be a really cool, way to be able to donate all these things for our youth.
Yeah,
indeed. Macy, how did the idea come about, and how did who did you have to work through in order to make this happen?
For the most part, I think our athletic department and our SAC committee, our student athlete advisory committee, just kind of tried to put this all together to make sure that our youth is supported during the holidays and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, our athletic department does an amazing job of helping us spread the word and be able to support our community.
Well, Macy, any toys donated that fans bring in? You want all this stuff unwrapped, I would assume?
Yes, I believe we wanted them unwrapped. Unwrapped so they're easier to kind of throw on the court, and we kind of know what's in them and stuff. And
any toys that
can't be thrown are going to be collected at the door. And anyone who brings a toy will be able to get in free to the game. So it would be awesome to have everyone's support out there for our community and for our teams.
Macy, give us your perspective on why this is maybe a meaningful deal for you personally, or just maybe for members of the basketball team in general.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of local girls on our team this year, including myself. So it means a lot being able to give back to the community that supported us so well, like even through our youth and through us as student athletes at Emporia State. So this community has done so much for us, and we as a team just feel that it's really important to give back to those who helped us through all this.
Macy says she's local. Many know that Macy is from Olpe.
Mm-hmm.
So how are things going with the Lady Hornets this year, Macy? How things been going?
It's going all right.
Okay.
We're kind of off to a rocky start, but we're working our butt off to try to get back to where we need to be. And conference is a good beginning kind of thing for us. So kind of a fresh start getting out for conference, so we're pretty excited to get back at White and be able to show the community what we can kind of give back.
Yeah, no easy chore either. You got a ranked opponent coming in, huh?
True.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Northwest ranked number 15. Well, Don, when are games time? Game time's coming up Thursday.
Game times, women will tip off at 5:30, men at 7:30. And again, like Macy said, we'll be able to, if you bring a toy, you'll be able to get a free admission, one free admission into the game. And then we'll also, in addition to taking toy donations, again, we are partnering with the Salvation Army on this, so there will be some red kettles available to do donations there, and we'll have a few QR codes set up so that if you don't have the cash with you, you want to put in the kettle, you can do a donation that way. And again, just an exciting time. I think, you know, Coach Billiter on the men's team, you know, mentioned it in some post-game comments. Sometimes I think we maybe take White Auditorium for granted and the environment that can get right there. So, you know, he'd love to have a big crowd there. I'm sure women would love to have a big crowd. And it's just, I'm so excited we finally get to play both teams at home, conference opponent. It's just going to be an exciting time, ready to get after it.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Don, specifically is, I mean, you've been with Emporia State's athletics department for several years.
Never.
I wasn't going to go there. but you've seen how Emporia State athletes really enjoy their connections to the community. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think I agree 100%. I think, you know, it's a two-way street. You know, this is a very giving community. We really do embrace our student-athletes here, all of Emporia State for the most part, too. But our student-athletes are ones that want to get out. We have a commitment to being out in the community and helping other people out, and they do it in a variety of ways. It's whether it's doing a, you know, our student-athletes going out and doing High Five Fridays at the elementary schools, helping clean up Main Street, just a lot of different things we go into. And it's not just here. They do it on their, you know, in their home communities too. A lot of them will do it too. So it's just the type of kids that we recruit. And I think that's a great connection between our student athletes, our athletic department, and the Emporia and Flint Hills region.
Well put, Don Wiest. And Macy, one more time, let's get that invite out there to people for Thursday night. What do we need to do? What do we need to bring?
Oh, gotta bring a stuffed toy or any toy. Yeah, and come out and bring your loud voices and cheer on the Hornets.
All right, we appreciate it, Macy. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. Don, appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
Appreciate it, guys. See you right Thursday.
All right, Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU, and Macy Smith, a member of the Lady Hornet basketball team and the Emporia State Student Athlete Advisory Committee. It is a teddy bear toss at White Auditorium coming up Thursday night. MIAA home opener for the Hornets and Lady Hornets against Northwest Missouri. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spot specifically and you have an event or an activity that you would like highlighted, I can tell you this week